All right, just wanted to let you know a little change in the order of worship. We're no longer going to go do until later on. We can add it back to Alleluia to the Lord, where we would have the preparation, the song, and bring it in until we can get back to whatever normal is and find a musician. We're just going to eliminate that because I get to talking and I forget about it anyhow, and then Judy's down here, oh my goodness. So make it easy. We're just not going to do it for a while. But that doesn't mean that we won't do all the other things. Next week, we're going to have a guest, not preaching guest, but a guest. Back during COVID, I joined the Governor's Faith Initiative. One of the nice things about the state of Florida during COVID, Governor DeSantis put the church at the top of the list of essential businesses that needed to stay open. And so he reached out to the faith community, and he got a fellow by the name of David Fisher, which becomes the director of that. And one of the things that they've been doing is reaching out, and they connected with the national program that's named the Care Portal. Very good for our community if we can get it up and working, reaching out to the community of people that need help. It's a very wonderful program. So the young lady that's assigned to our district, her name is Emma, and I can't pronounce her last name, so I won't, but you'll like her. She's sweet. And this is, let me tell you, they sent me a letter confirming that we became part of the Care Portal program, or investigate it. We're not a part of it yet, but he went on to say the simple idea but profound, and it's been said that when looking at major social crisis, the issue is not a shortage of resources or people during to help, rather than through an app. This will let you see real needs in real time and vulnerable people. Us being the 32304 zip code, of course, in the state of Florida, this will be a wonderful thing. So she's going to come next week and share with us what it's all about.